Let's get to our next guest, Rob.
Yes, and I owe you a big thank you to Megan Larrick, because if it wasn't for Coach Larrick, there probably wouldn't have been a girls' preview in the forecast magazine, or at least we wouldn't have had as many coaches as we did, because you helped me in getting those Lorain County girls' basketball coaches to respond. So, Megan, for that, thank you very much.
No problem.
Great season last year. I had the fun of watching you guys at Medina taking on Wadsworth to end the year. And I remember thinking back here last year that you opened the year with them and you wanted to see how your team would be. And, you know, it was a great season, 18-7 overall. Just kind of your thoughts on last year and what you think for this year.
You know, last year was an exciting season. I know that we had to overcome a lot of injuries, a lot of people being sick throughout the season. So just having that adversity and being able to overcome it throughout the season was something that was very important to us. And I think throughout the season, it helped us to become a stronger basketball team. You know, opening up with Wadsworth and finishing with Wadsworth, you know, we had the same result. You know, we didn't play the best basketball at that end result that we wanted to play a better game. But, you know, making it to district finals was definitely an exciting thing for my team and, you know, definitely exciting for us. And we're hoping that we can build on that success this year.
Going through that and you having your girls see that whole Wadsworth community at Medina, the excitement that was generated that night, even though you lost the game, I would think that's a positive feeling for your girls moving forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the tradition at Avon with volleyball, tennis, swimming, everybody's starting to become a championship program. And, it takes after the football program with Mike Elder. And seeing these girls breed success year in, year out is something that's definitely really important. And I think that these younger girls look up to that. So it was great to have the JV, the freshmen, and other community members there to watch and see what the community of Wadsworth does when they back up their team, because they bring in those busloads of people for those games. So hopefully if we play them again December 23rd, so hopefully we can bring in busloads of people to Avon and hopefully have a great game.
Talk a little bit about some of the girls that are coming back off that very successful season. Who are you building around, Megan?
You know, we have five seniors returning, which is definitely great to have. They all contribute. We have senior Allie Bjorn back. She's a strong post for us. We have senior Katie Kelly as a point guard, Alyssa Duzos as a guard, Zanny Sauter as a guard, and Sarah Sprecher. So we definitely have a strong senior class coming back, but we also have sophomore Amari Davidson coming back. And, you know, she grew over the summer. She's probably 6'2", 6'3", right now. So, you know, we're definitely looking to take advantage of our size inside. And her sister, Shay Davidson, too. She's about 6 foot. So we're hoping that we can take advantage of our size inside. But our five guards, they can shoot the ball. So we're hoping that, you know, we can pound it inside and open it up for the guards then and get some good outside shots.
You mentioned Coach Elder. And one of the things that I admire so much about the Avon football program, and Rob's covered them as well, you walk out on the field and you just see those kids and they know they're going to win. He has developed that winning mentality. It's just how they carry themselves. It's how they go through their pregame, how they play. Do you sense that now with your girls, especially coming off a successful season like they had last year? Like, hey, we walk on a court, we're winning the basketball game.
Yes, I think so. I think, you know, Mike Elder and Eric Frombach have definitely done huge things for Avon. And I think that, you know, they expect and they demand, you know, great basketball teams, great football teams, and they focus on the student athlete being dedicated in the classroom, in the community, and on the court. So I think that's something that has trickled into girls sports and even other boys sports. I think that, you know, it's great to say that a football team, a football program could change a community and help all the other sporting teams, but I really think he's done a great job, and it's helped us to see what success and hard work does, because he's in there with his team all the time lifting, you know, getting them ready for games, excited to play. So my girls are getting excited, and the tradition is definitely carrying over from one season to the other.
I think the other reason for that is just when it happens. It's at the beginning of the academic, you know, it's the beginning of the school year. So you have success in a fall sport, in a sport that gets so much attention like football, it would tend to carry over into the other sports, I would think.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, it's funny because we change our schedule around football season. So Friday mornings we have practice at 6 a.m. so that the girls can get ready and get to that football game, because they want to support their, you know, fellow classmates. They want to support the Avon football program. So it's definitely something that's been really cool for the community. And I think that that helps us to, you know, get that tradition. And they're forcing the boys to come to our games. They're saying, hey, we support you. You need to support us. So hopefully it carries over. Volleyball season it did. It was fun to see the atmosphere, the student section at the games for that time. But hopefully it'll carry over with basketball as well.
You lost some key girls from last year. How long does it take to – I know you have a lot of girls back, but the girls that you lost, how long will it take to develop maybe new roles for your team and for this team to get their identity?
You know, it's been difficult. It feels like it's been coming really fast. You know, it started a week early. We had some fall sport athletes not there for the first week. So just getting everybody together and piecing it together is definitely something that's a slow process. And I know over our three scrimmages, from scrimmage one to scrimmage three, we have showed great improvement. Tonight, you know, I was happy with the effort that we put out there, and everybody's becoming comfortable with their role. They know what their role is. They know what we expect of them. So I think that's definitely something that's helping us, and I think that we're almost there. We're getting there. We still have, you know, defensive things we need to tweak, offensive things to tweak, but, you know, I think that overall their work ethic is going to help them to, you know, continue to be successful this year from like they were last year.
Again, we're talking with Megan Larrick, girls head coach over at Avon, as the Lady Eagles coming off a very successful season, get ready for the 15-16 campaign. You all right? Hang with us a few more minutes?
Yep.
Now, we should tell folks, I think we're allowed to, you're expecting.
Yes.
Now, will that present some challenges on the bench?
We hope not. I don't know. I think I will have to remain calm this year, you know? I definitely won't be jumping around and dancing around like I usually do.
Congratulations to you and Adam. That's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
We're very excited. Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the new conference. Are you going into the SWC? Does that have the girls excited?
Yeah, I definitely think we're excited. It's going to be really competitive. I think for the girls' basketball teams, it's definitely going to be competitive. You have Mid Park, Westlake. Those are strong programs every single year. You know, we're going into other Lorain County teams with Amherst, Avon Lake. I definitely think it's going to be an exciting year. And with 18 conference games, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think any team's going to run with it. I think it's going to be some, you know, few losses here and there, because you have to come with your A game every single night with this league.
Well, I think Rob mentioned it earlier, the grind of an 18-game league schedule. I mean, it keeps you in it for a while if you fall back by a game or two. But on the flip side, that's a lot of conference games to work your way through.
Yes, it's definitely going to be interesting this year. I mean, we've never had that many. 14 was last year. We had 14 conference games. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how 18 conference games plays out. But it'll definitely be exhausting. But hopefully it'll be competitive like we hope it is. So, you know, we're hoping that we can fare well in there and hopefully get a conference championship.
Whoever gets it's going to earn it. I mean, when you're playing 18. But, and I would think the one thing you want to avoid, or just in it, sounds simplistic, but just the losing streaks, to just realize if you lose a game, I guess the good part of that is in an 18-game schedule, it's not the end of the world. What you can't let them do is 3, 4, 5 in a row.
Exactly. You have to be able to bounce back and overcome that. Absolutely.
So where do you see Avon stacking up this year, just as far as your expectations and your goals?
You know, as I say every year, you know, we set our expectations high in Avon. I know that our non-conference schedule is really difficult. I expect the most out of these girls. So I'm hoping that we're right there in the championship run. I'm hoping that with our non-conference, you know, games, that'll prepare us. And I'm hoping that, you know, each night we're able to go and put our best foot forward and give our best effort. And, you know, there, like we said, there will be nights where we don't get the win, or, you know, there will be nights that we do get the win. But it's something that, you know, the girls, I think, with our experience, with our 5 seniors, that, you know, with their leadership, that we'll be able to overcome that and, you know, get back in the gym the next day and get ready and prepared for the next game.
Very cool. We appreciate you stopping by. Was Mom listening?
I believe Mom is listening. Hi, Candy.
See, now, in the interest of full disclosure, we should let people know I'm asking that question because Megan's mom works at WEOL. She is a passionate, excited person, Megan. Now, I don't know where she gets this energy from. My goodness.
I have a couple questions off the air for you.
And who's giving her those cake recipes every Friday?
I know.
Every Friday she brings in a cake. I told her, I said, Candy, this is the good thing. basketball season. There's Tuesday games, Wednesday games, Friday games. We'll be looking like Haystack Calhoun by the end of basketball season. My goodness. She goes, I bring in a cake every Friday for football. I go, I can't wait till basketball.
I'm always excited to hear what type of cake she's making. She says you like the triple fudge the best. Triple fudge, chocolate, chocolate frosting. Yep.
Well, look at me, Megan. It's not that fat-free cake I'm eating, I'll tell you that. Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Hope we didn't keep you too long.
Nope. Thank you for having us.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Megan Larrick joining us here at the head table talking a little Avon Lady Eagle basketball. Rob, as you said, coming off a very successful season. And as you also alluded to, hopefully the experience of that and the experience of playing a Wadsworth and seeing what a top-notch program brings to tournament play, and that can do nothing but benefit the girls coming back.
Yeah, for as good as they were, then to see that, to see, okay, if we want to take that next step, yep, that's a big next step. And you would think it would get the younger girls in the program excited, and maybe some younger girls at that junior high level. I would think those numbers are going to go up.
Absolutely. I think Brian Arth is up next, correct? Yes, the head coach of the Elyria High Lady Pioneers, Brian Arth, is going to join us here at Wolfie's. We'll talk a little Elyria Lady Pioneer basketball with the head coach over at Elyria High School. So stay with us. It's the WEOL Nick Abraham Elyria Ford Girls High School Basketball Preview live here at Wolfie's. We're in hour number three. We're rolling along. Great to have you dialed in on WEOL or Rob online.
And we're at WEOL.com.